Right, listening is Sean Simon, who served as a Labour MP and indeed an education minister. He's now a specialist partner with Flint Global, joining me now. Same sort of question to you to start us off, Sean. Is this a row really confined to SW1? Good morning.
Hi, Nick. Henry said it's sometimes people just want to make something out of absolutely nothing. And like that is what he's doing here for absolutely certain. I mean, if ever there was a tiny storm in a massive teacup, none of the fundamentals of her career and the way she's presented it have been anybody's even claiming have been significantly wrong. She might have occasionally misspoke.
But she worked in retail banking. I mean, she's changed that.
Which is better?
Well, then why didn't she say it, Sean?
Well, because it's a bit of loose language on a CV or whatever. But it's much better to have worked in retail banking than to having been an economist at the bank, to have then gone into the private sector and worked in operations as she did in Leeds. And I knew her and went to stay with her there at the time. I remember it. Right. It was a much more interesting and challenging thing to have done than just to have been an economist for 10 years. She's done herself down if she's done it that way around.
But Sean, she worked, I understand, at the bank from September 2000 to December 2006. That's not the best part of a decade. That's 6 years.
And presumably, therefore, given that, you know, this is all on the record and she's not in any credible way trying to hide or actually misrepresent any of this. Presumably, therefore, if she says in passing in an interview or in a video, I worked at the bank for the best part of a decade, what she actually meant was I worked in banking for the best part of a decade, which is true. She's got 5 or 6 years experience at the Bank of England in various roles and 3 years in retail banking for a big private sector retail bank in Leeds. She's not claiming that she's done 30 years in banking or 20 years in banking. She worked for a best part of the decade in banking.
Lastly.